The device implanted in Vice President Dick Cheney's chest yesterday is programmed to shock his heart back to normal if it suddenly stops pumping. Cheney's doctors stressed his heart will probably never need to be jump-started, but other heart experts say they wouldn't be surprised if someday it does. NPR's Richard Knox explains.
Four heart attacks over 23 years haven't hampered Dick Cheney's career. But in the 6 months since he became vice president, Cheney's heart has been a persistent worry. That's why his heart specialist stresses that this time they're trying to get ahead of the problem, not just respond to a crisis.
You know, think of it this way. This device really is an insurance policy.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner of Georgetown University says the tiny defibrillator implanted below Cheney's collarbone will prevent an abnormal heart rhythm from careening out of control. Before sending the vice president home yesterday afternoon, the doctors tested the new device. Twice they provoked a potentially life-threatening heart rhythm, and twice the device shocked Cheney's heart back to normal. But at a crowded press conference, Reiner took pains to minimize the likelihood that Cheney's heart will actually need rescuing in real life.
There is a small chance that he could receive a shock. This is why we placed it.
Less than 50%?
Oh, much less than 50%. I would suggest, you know, probably in the low single digits.
That's not the way Dr. Lawrence Epstein sees it. Epstein heads the clinic at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston that treats patients like Cheney with heart rhythm problems.
40 to 50% of people that get these devices will end up getting some sort of therapy from them.
Maybe not a major jolt, but something. The $30,000 devices can tell within seconds whether the heart needs a slight electrical nudge or a powerful shock. Epstein says the evidence shows that 12% of patients like Cheney will need a shock in a given year. Over 2 years, that translates to 1 in 4. Of course, averages don't apply to individuals. The vice president could go years without needing a shock from his new defibrillator. No one knows. Cheney's doctors also minimize what patients with these implants experience when the device delivers a shock.
You know, many patients feel sort of a pop. So, but like a pop.
Not a pinch.
Not a pinch, a pop.
The Harvard specialist says patients vary widely in their reports of what it's like.
There are some patients that come to me and say, oh yeah, it was no big deal. I've had patients that have gotten shocked and haven't even known it, which is kind of surprising to me. And to some patients, it can be pretty painful. And and some people describe it as being kicked in the chest.
One of Epstein's patients is Joseph Vogel, a 57-year-old retired firefighter from Milton, Massachusetts. His defibrillator fired off one day in April while he was doing yard work. It made a big impression.
It's quite a thing when it goes off. It's quite an experience. I'm standing there and all of a sudden I start sweating very profusely and I get this numbing feeling all over, and next thing I'm sitting in a rhododendron bush saying, wow.
No one can predict how a patient will respond when the device kicks in. And no one can predict when either, Epstein says.
Oh, it's gone off in all kinds of circumstances. Some people it's gone off when they've been sleeping, and other people it's gone off when they've been just sitting there at meetings. Other people it's gone off during sex, which, you know, is somewhat exciting, I guess. Essentially, these arrhythmias can occur at any time of the day.
There is agreement on one thing, though, the most important thing. These new devices do save lives. Vogel, who was alone when his defibrillator went off, says without it,
I would be dead. To be very, blunt about it.
So specialists don't quarrel with Cheney's need for the implantable defibrillator, and most, if not all, would agree that the device won't interfere with Cheney's duties as vice president. But it is an idea that will take some getting used to. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.